So today, me and Ash went and got coffee.
We did.
Per the huge. And then Ash loves this like bagel truck. What's it called?
It's called Yeasty Boys.
Yeasty Boys. And almost every time we've gone to get coffee in the mornings, especially I've noticed it's like before recording days.
Yes.
Like that's when we're
feeling,
this vibe.
I'm feeling like I need to be on my game. I want to feel a certain way. Yes. And to be honest, there are a few things that can put me in that place instantly. One of them's coffee. The second thing is bagels.
A bagel. So we're driving. We get our coffee. We get in the car. And I was like, Ash. And I point and she sees it. And I could tell. I was like, oh, she wants it. So
we need to add more backstory.
What's the backstory?
This truck isn't always there.
Oh, no. It's not.
It moves around LA like a moving target. Yeah. You never quite know where it's gonna be. Only I know that it's like near my house every once in a while. And I'm sure there's an app where I could like follow them around or something like that, but I've never done that yet. Yeah. So backstory is it's yes. not always there.
So she freaks out. I was like, all right, let's do it. I stand in line forever. And then it was so weird. I didn't even tell you this. Like, you know, when someone says something to you that's so far out of like the context that your mind is in, that you literally just like, you don't know how to respond. You just stare back at them.
Yes. I've done that.
It's very rare. I'm a very like, I can socialize and kind of navigate any conversation, even awkward people. Yeah. I can like make it work.
Yeah. I could see that.
But I got caught off guard today.
I wish I was there.
Yes. So, he was like, took my order. And then he was like, can I get a name? And first I hesitated because I knew Karen. I was using your credit card because I didn't have my card. So I was like, oh, should I say Ashley? But then I was like, oh no, I'll just say Taryn. But it was an awkward, like the guy was probably like, you do know your name, right?
Yeah.
Because I like hesitated. So then I said Taryn. And of course he said Karen. And I was like, how dare you? And then I was like, no, Taryn. And he goes, oh, Taryn, like the earth. And I literally was like,
Taryn,
what?
I've never heard of that ever.
What does he mean, like the earth?
I don't know.
I don't either. That's I wish awful. You could have seen my face. I literally was just, and you know, I have a mask on, so my eyes were just blinking, like staring
just
at him.
Stared.
Like, what? And then I finally was just like, yeah, and just walked away.
Oh my god, that's so interesting. Side note: have you seen all the Karen memes and posts and all the Karen stuff going on right now?
There's a lot of Karens out right now.
I do want to clarify, you're not one of those Karens.
No, I know that. And when I get called Karen, it's usually like I'm doing something annoying. And it kind of sucks because the other day I saw on a Karen post where this lady whose name was Karen was like, I hate this. This is insulting. Like, you should take your Instagram down because the Instagram was like exposing Karens or Karen yeah. suck or something like that. And I was like, that does suck. And we were talking about that the other day.
Name.
Like
yeah.
culture will randomly grasp a name. Like imagine we talked about this the other day and I was dying. Like imagine you birth this beautiful baby girl and you're like, I'm going to name her Tatiana. Then you turn on the radio and it's like, bust down Tatiana. You know what I mean? It's like, and you don't even know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So all of these Karens are like, why is everyone trying to end me?
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. That's just very unfortunate. I know a couple Karens.
Yeah.
And I know that one of them I don't think really is on socials, but I know the other one is. So I'm sure they're just both like, wow.
Yeah.
That sucks and came out of nowhere.
It's
not even fair. You can't do anything about it.
No,
it's done.
It's
a done thing.
Yep.
So, yeah, that sucks. But guys, just back to the bagels. I have witnessed true love today. Because of COVID, obviously everything's like takeout and to go. Mm-hmm. So me and Taryn have gotten this down to like a science. We both mm-hmm. hop in the car. Taryn's dog Charlie comes with us. I drop her off at the coffee shop. She goes, picks up, because we've already ordered it. She goes, picks up the coffee while I'm waiting for her. And then she will come back with the coffee. So not only, I had to basically, she waited for the coffee. And then when we saw the bagel truck, she hopped back out and had to wait again. And the bagel truck took a long time because it's a big deal when it's around. Yeah. All of us are like very excited and people want to go wait in line for it. So.
Well, you said too, usually they have more people, right?
Yeah. Well, she said they were taking a long time and I was thinking about it and I was like, oh, I bet because of COVID regulations, they can only have two people.
Yeah, there's only
the
two people. Like normally
there's
food.
Even someone outside.
Oh,
you know, like okay. taking orders and, you know, or whatever, but there's at least like three or four people yeah. at the truck. And Taryn was saying there's only two and I bet that's just how it is right now.
Yeah.
So poor Yeasty Bagels. But I posted a story today and cause I was just so excited to finally have one of the bagels I've been wanting for such a long time. But they reposted my story and I gushed.
Yeah, they did.
I gushed. I love them. Maybe, you know, for my 31st birthday, maybe they could cater.
Shut up. That would be so dope.
That would be the best party
ever. Do they
ever.
Have any like dessert type cake?
I don't
bagels?
Know, but I'm sure they have, you know, they have like the cinnamon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cinnamon bagels with the blueberry
strawberry,
cream cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like so many options. So I'm sure they could make a special one for me.
I just made a mental note.
Hit me up.
I'm like, okay, bagel truck for Ashley's birthday. Yeah, it was a freaking long line. And then it's just like, it's just awkward out in public. You know, you have yeah. the people that get too close. You have the people who act like they're terrified of you. And then everyone was like getting annoyed because it was taking long. So by the time I got it, I was just like, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Back to my bagel birthday.
Oh, my.
Do you remember Gigi Hadid's birthday this
oh,
last
yeah.
year?
She
had
a
bagel
cake.
I want
we
one of those.
Do it. Okay.
Mental
yeah.
note. Just. Put that in your head.
I got it.
Put that in your head. And yeah,
totally got it.
We'll be good to go. Guys, hello.
Hello.
We are very excited because we are doing a like normal, super basic, unsolicited advice episode today. Yep. We're back to just like our roots, you know, where we talk to you, you talk to us, we give yep. you our advice. Like that's what today's episode is. And mm-hmm. we're very pumped about it.
Yeah. It's, you know, me and Ash were talking about, we've been talking a lot about what does like normal life look like, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, life hasn't felt normal for a freaking long time. Nope. What are we on? You just said we're on day what?
Guys, I have been very diligently
yeah,
keeping
have.
Track of how many days we've been in quarantine and we just officially hit 90 today.
That's insane.
It was one of those moments. It was one of those like huge moments. Cause I remember being like, wow, we might hit 50.
Yeah. I remember us being like, oh my God, if we actually get to 50, we should do something.
We should do something. And then like, I swear we blinked and we're at 90. We're going to hit 100 in 10 days and we're,
that's crazy.
It's not going to be lifted in 10 days. So no. we're officially going to be at 100. So we're talking about doing something big. If you guys have any recommendations for what yeah. we should do, let us know.
What's a celebration for being locked in your house for yeah. 100 days?
We have officially, like, I finally went to my first restaurant.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
And
I
that was
yet.
Very, that was a very exciting experience.
Yeah.
And it was cool because, like, I walked in and went and sat outside. There was no one there.
Yeah.
So I felt very safe and comfortable. I had my mask on when I went in and then... Once we got outside and were seated, I felt comfortable
were
taking my
mask off.
Were
the servers wearing masks?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
yeah, that
gloves.
Makes sense.
Like that was very, it's still very strict, but
yeah.
it was so exciting just to
Dude,
go to a restaurant
nuts.
And be waited on. I don't think I realized how much money I spent going to restaurants and what a simple pleasure it is to
yeah.
eat somewhere. To have like
to have
a
someone
meal,
make your food
to
and
break
hand it to
bread
you.
with friends like at a restaurant. There's something
no,
so,
so
fun
true.
About it. So it was, it wasn't the same, but it was kind of life-giving at the same time.
I've kind of loved like the new systems in place.
Yeah.
Like even taking Charlie to the vet, like I pull up, I call the vet. I'm like, hey, I'm in parking spot 4. The doctor comes to my window, talks to me, takes Charlie and brings him back when he's done, you know?
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice. Cause like every time I take Charlie to the vet, I'm always like, I have so much anxiety cause I'm like nervous and you just like pick up on like all the sounds and there's like movement and Charlie's nervous. So it's making me sad. Mm-hmm. So even that, like I've loved, but, yeah. So the whole thing is like, right. We just had this huge, the whole Black Lives Matter movement that is not over by yeah. any means,
nope.
but you know, everyone kind of like, cut off all personal social media to give full attention to like I would say it was like the crucial time. It was like right now, like change needs to happen. We need to all band together. It still is very much going on. But slowly people are starting to get back to, at least on socials, like normal posts, posting stories, things like that. And some of it's being met with hostility, like people being like, how dare you post this when things are going on? But I think what's important to remember is that it's not going to make a difference if we constantly live in either, oh, I'm back in normal life, or I'm full force into like, just, this is all I'm thinking about and doing. The change is going to come when we learn to like incorporate both, right? Like we're doing our normal life, but we're taking steps. We're still spreading awareness. We're choosing how we live our lives and like the way that we interact with people, the conversations we have, us standing up for other people, like simple things like that, and researching before elections, really focusing in on sending letters to things that we're passionate about. But we can't stay in one or the other. Like mm-hmm. it's not going to be successful if it's that. So now it's like this whole, okay, well, how do we now live our lives? And I know like we've done things like we've bought books. We've talked about watching documentaries. I followed a ton of Instagram accounts that are for those movements and constantly posting like resources and updates and things like that. So for me, I feel like I am totally changed and I'm definitely more aware of things, but now it's like slowly like, okay, like, you know, I can post a story or I can post an Instagram thing. But that doesn't mean that I'm not still there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's trying to find that new normal.
Yeah.
You know, I think our reality has changed, and I think that's good. I think the world and our lives are constantly going through changes, and you need to bob and weave with it. Like you need to move with the change. So I think in this specific instance, moving with the change is continuing on with life with this new awareness.
Yes.
It's like taking off a pair of goggles and seeing now like without that filter in front of your face. You know? So, I think that's what it is. I think it's starting to look at life normally.
Totally. You should read that Instagram you sent me. I was like, it made me cry you'll see when she reads it, but, for the man's reaction to her made me cry because I was like, it's happening. Like people are finally starting. It's just the tiny, tiny ways that we need to step in when we see something that we're like, that's not right. And I just love that. I think there is this like new shift that's going on and I'm so excited to see where it goes.
Yes. 100%. This was not sent by one of you guys. This was just, I found it on Instagram.
Yeah.
But this girl, her name is, megan.channel.inc. She has a Instagram account and she, during all of this, shared a story of something that apparently happened to her like on June 4th, which is very recent.
Yeah.
So this is a very like, it happened to her. She got home and immediately posted about it.
Love that.
So this is a very recent thing. Obviously she has known and note at this time about what was going on.
Yeah.
She posted a picture of her Starbucks coffee. And then the next photo was a picture of jewelry. And like she's in her car and she just took a picture of jewelry. And she wrote, "Want to understand white privilege? I'm begging you to read this. I just went to Starbucks and Target only to grab coffee. Walking out of the store with my big purse, no bags, next to a black man with several shopping bags in hand. The alarm went off as we walked through the first set of doors. We both turned around and did the awkward shrug thing. Everyone looked over, as they naturally do when an alarm goes off at a store, and they only looked at him. He was wearing gym clothes and a headband, just like he had just finished working out. The door attendant dismissed me immediately and asked the black man if he could check his receipt. He politely pulled it out and showed it to him. I turned around," I love this, "and politely approached the door attendant and asked, 'You don't want to check my purse?' He said, 'No, ma'am, you're good.' I responded quickly with a, 'Why?' He looked at me, not sure what to say, but knew exactly where I was going with it. The black man looked at me and mouthed, "Thank you," as we finished up and walked out. Walking out together, we had a brief conversation and he asked me, "Do you think you would have noticed that a month ago?" And I said, "I'm sorry, no, I wouldn't have." He shook my hand and said, "That is why any amount of change is so important," and thanked me. This just happened, y'all. Real freaking life. We are conditioned to be prejudiced and suppress the prejudice, whether you are ready to admit it or not. It happens every single day. You can't change something until you acknowledge it. When I got in my car, I remembered the other day I visited a friend who had given me a gift that she had gotten from an old estate sale. I had put it in my purse. I opened up the gift sachet to find this, which is the picture I mentioned of the jewelry. She goes on, "The jewelry holder with the security device enclosed warning was on the jewelry. This is what made the door go off, something that was in all caps, my purse. But because I'm a white woman with a big Louis Vuitton, no one would have dared to slow me down and ask for my receipt or check my big bag. This is white privilege. I'm certain that door attendant wouldn't identify as racist. That doesn't mean he didn't just act in prejudice that he's been conditioned to do." And what I loved at the very end of this, she completely disabled all comments.
Yeah, because it's not about, that's the thing is, I think we, like, it's not about taking a side. Like, to me, that story, the thing that just totally grabbed me, I could have not read anything else, was how in that moment that man felt like he had someone who was on his side and it meant enough for him to say, like, "Would you have done that?"
Yeah.
And I think if, like, I would have been honest too and been like, you know, like, no, honestly, it probably wouldn't. I would have been like, "Well, you have a bunch of bags and I don't. And that's probably why I stopped you." Like, yeah. I wouldn't have even thought about that because that's not how I think in my head, you know, but it is true. Like, I have a giant bag. Like, I could have easily stolen something
100%.
Too. So, but to me, it's like, whether you're willing to say white privilege is a thing, whether you're willing to say like, "Oh, the security guard had some ulterior motive." Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. In that moment, that man felt like heard and seen. And I love, like, I just love that. I love that.
Yeah. And I think what was really cool, what I love that she pointed out, the door attendee's mistake in assuming it was him, but she also pointed out later that he probably doesn't identify as racist.
Well, and she didn't go off on him. She just said why.
Yeah.
Which caused him to think
it was a
simple, peaceful,
just like, hey, you know, I could easily stuff five Starbucks gifts or ceramic cups in this bag and you would not know, you know?
But the thing is he's probably, nobody on this earth is not aware of what's been going on.
Exactly.
So he probably acted in a way of just like, "Oh, this is how I do." And like she said, he probably wasn't thinking that at all. Mm-hmm. But the second she questioned, all she had to say was why, it caused him to take a second to be like, oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing is we need to make sure now, like, our ears and our eyes are just a little more perked. Like, we're just paying attention. We're stepping in when we need to. Not every day needs to be us going out and screaming at people. It is those little gentle things of just being like, "Excuse me, sir. Like, I don't think that he deserves you to talk to him like that," or whatever the situation calls for, you know?
Yeah. So I think the thing is, like, he clearly just defaulted to how he's always worked.
Yeah.
At the door, you know, and you know, when you go into work, you turn your brain off kind of, and you just go into your robot mode of the mundane things that you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's like, people are going to do that. This is a very recent movement that has just started. We are at the very beginning. So I think it's important to not be cruel to people if they do something like that. But what she did is just simply call them out and just be like, "You know, I could steal something too."
Yeah.
And so just be like, "Here, just check my bag. Just check my bag."
Yeah.
And let's move on, you know, because then, I mean, how cool would it have been if he found the jewelry?
Yeah.
You know, like that's so I think that's, it's just crazy. I think we're all learning right now. So we need to be aware of that and just call people out on it.
And instead of people being upset and being like, "This is not a new thing. Like, we've been fighting for this forever." Like, yes, we hear that and we see that and I empathize with that. But it still is like, there are some people who are just getting involved.
This is new for a
lot of people. And there needs to be like some grace. And instead of getting angry, like educating, you know, there's times like people have said stupid stuff. And I, like you, your initial reaction is to be like, seriously, what's wrong with you? But, but instead sitting and being like, okay, well, I hear what you're saying, but like, this is like information for you. So it's just, it's all about finding that good balance. And I think honestly, I know in my lifetime, this is like the most extreme like turnaround I've seen in a long time of like laws being passed, things being like people being arrested. Like it's crazy how much movement has already happened, within different states, within different countries. So I really think people are actually like, they heard it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Anywho. So even though we're getting back to normal life, it still is very present. Mm-hmm. So
got to think about it. Got to talk about it.
Faux show. Did you have a tear it up?
I sure do. Okay, guys, if you are unaware, we have a segment in our episode called Tearing It Up. And this is the episode, or wow, not episode. I can't talk today. I just give up on talking today. This is the segment where you guys send in embarrassing stories. And this is honestly one of my favorite segments in the episode because we just get to have a good laugh with each other. And some of the stuff you guys go through is to die for. So if you guys have any funny, embarrassing stories that you would like to share with us, please email them to us. We would love to have them. Just title it Tearing It Up and we'll put it in that category. This is from Hannah.
Hey girl.
And Hannah writes, hey girls.
Hi.
Hey, my name is Hannah and you can totally use my name. I'm a huge fan from Norway and I'm totally writing this while listening to an old episode. So this is probably my most crazy story yet. I'm stuck at home. So I decided to bake for my family because what else is there to do, right?
Oh, love that.
Man.
I love when Ashley bakes.
The amount of cookies I've made during quarantine. Know.
It's great.
It's insane. I wanted to challenge myself, so I decided to make macaroons. You know, that French trait, love macaroons.
Dude, I love those too. Fun fact, I used to always pronounce it wrong. I would call them macaroons.
Oh my God. Well, you know, there are two different, there's like macarons and there's macaroons.
Either way, macaroons is
macaroons
not.
Is definitely
I
wrong.
Would say it and my friends would always be like, God, Taryn. And I remember then I would question it, but I always would say it wrong no matter what.
Yeah, I always wanted to go to Paris just to go to like the original like La Dure. restaurant. But I remember my first time going to New York, I went to La Dure and I got myself a box and oh my damn.
They're so good. The salt and caramel. Yeah. Come on.
Get out. So good. Anyways, we digress. So I was feeling very confident in this and everything was going well. I didn't have almond flour, so I just made my own.
How do you make crush?
Yeah. Look at you.
How would you, you'd have to like dry it probably. I don't know the process.
I think you just have to blend it. Oh. Or grind it somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Food processor. Anyways, we keep getting distracted.
Sorry.
We were just so shocked that you were capable of making your own almond flour. She goes, I promise the recipe said that was okay. So I just took some almonds and put them in the blender.
Oh,
everything worked really, really well, which is surprising for me. After making the cookie part, I ate like five and then I put them together with the cream and ate one more. I put the macaroons on a plate for my family and continued with my day. Suddenly, while I was in my online training sessions, the balcony door opens and my dad tells me I have to leave and come to the kitchen. He then asks me if I used these almonds to make the macaroons.
Oh God.
I know. I'm scared. Look what's going on.
I'm like, either he's like, those are my special almonds or something bad's going to happen.
Yeah. I said yes. And then he got very, very pale because these almonds weren't almonds.
What?
They were apricot seeds.
What?
Which look just like almonds. I don't know if
really?
You know. Yeah, we should post a picture of a side by side of almonds and apricot seeds.
And they blend like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, anything can blend.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But they do look very similar. So apparently they're apricot seeds. And in case you don't know, those seeds are very poisonous because
really?
They have cyanide in them.
Wait. Wait.
I would have never known that.
You're telling me that at the grocery store, they're just selling these little balls that have a little poisonous cyanide.
Cyanide seeds, yeah.
That's terrifying.
I guess you're wondering why anybody would have poisonous nuts in their pantry. It was a present from our Serbian friends because if you eat one per day, it could be considered a cancer treatment.
Oh, really?
Apparently. I had no idea. Oh my gosh,
I'm learning so much right now.
She continues, but you shouldn't eat more than two, and I had probably eaten about 30 nuts.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Because she ground them 30? All down.
Oh, dear God.
She wasn't eating just the nuts. She ground them down, made the cookies, and then ate the cookie.
And was probably like snacking on nuts as she went.
She said she was snacking on the cookie part, then put it together with the cream, and then ate a whole cookie.
Oh my gosh.
So she, approximately 30 nuts.
Oh my gosh.
We were all caps panicking because when you look it up on Google, it says more than five could actually kill you. And I had eaten many, many more.
Oh my gosh.
I thought I was going to die and started getting very anxious. But my mom promised me I was going to be okay. She called the intoxication department, which I had never, this is in Norway. Yeah, so I'm sure they have their own, but yeah, I don't know of anything.
There's like the, like poison hotline where you can call.
Oh.
They have ones for dogs too, to where you can call and say like, hey, my dog just ate. They'll ask you like, how much does your dog weigh? How much did he eat? And they'll like calculate and say like, yes, get him to a vet right away or he should be fine.
We need to start a little series on our Instagram of like, did you knows from this kind of stuff.
Don't eat apricot seeds.
Did you know apricot seeds could kill you?
Dear God.
She called the intoxication department and they did some research and found out we would be fine, but we did have an unhealthy amount of poison in our system.
Jesus.
Those were the scariest 45 minutes of my life. After this, I went back to the balcony and continued with my training session. My teammates and my family are going to bully me about this forever. This was my crazy story. I love you guys and I hope you have a wonderful quarantine and remember to be safe.
Dear goodness. Dude, Hannah. I am the freaking worst with like, I don't think I'm a hypochondriac, but I definitely like, if I think about something too much, I will start to like feel those symptoms.
Oh, for sure.
So I feel like the second they were like, it's poison, I would have been like, my heart's racing. I'm sweating.
My throat's closing.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. And people have been already on edge with COVID stuff.
I know.
If you feel, every time I feel my allergies come on, I'm kind of like, oh, skirt.
Oh, every sneeze, every COVID? Cough. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a second.
And like everyone is kind of thinking that way right now. So imagine if you had actually ingested an unknown amount of
cyanide.
Poisonous nuts. Yeah. That's terrifying.
That's so intense.
Poor Hannah. Thank you so much, Hannah, for sharing that. Oh, I never read the title, but the title is, I didn't want to give it away, but the title is, I almost poisoned my family, period. A quarantine disaster.
Imagine. That's oh my so gosh. Good. I could not survive that if I accidentally killed my dad from like giving him a cookie made.
And like my dad, you know, like fresh baked cookies, everyone eats at least three.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one, two. Okay, one more. Last one. You eat three.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Oh, dear God. That's crazy. Oh, my gosh. That's so good. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was amazing.
Hey, scientists. How critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Okay, getting into our story, and guess what?
What?
It's from a guy.
our 10% male fan base.
I know. I feel like it's officially gone from 5 to 10.
It went from 5 to 10,
it's
guys.
It's probably more.
We hear you. We see
Mark,
you. We know you're
Mark,
there.
Mark, can you like figure that out and let us know, Mark?
God, I miss when we could ask Mark a question and he could respond. Those were good times.
Now he'll to probably be honest, just text us when he's editing. Yeah. He usually does that. He'll be like, I just heard this part.
Yeah.
Like, haha.
I miss the studio.
I do too. Except
like I don't mind recording, you know, in the comforts of my bedroom. Like this is fine. Like
yeah,
I'm
but look
like
at
lounged
how
right now.
Professional you look and then me. I'm barefoot on Ashley's bed with all three dogs.
She's like sprawled on my bed with all the dogs and I'm like lounging in a chair with my computer.
Yeah. Under a lamp.
It's pretty great. If Mark was here, it would just be a 10 out of 10. But
yeah, where would Mark sit? In the closet?
We could get him his own little chair in the corner. Yeah. Gotta stay 6 feet apart.
Okay. Anyways,
anywho.
He would like to be anonymous. I get it. You don't want people to know you listen to our podcast.
It's fine.
It's fine.
We won't take it personally.
Okay. So this one is called Stranger Outside of Your Window.
Is this a scary one?
Like, yes, but no.
I live for this stuff. Go.
Like, it's scary if you actually imagine it happening to it.
Right.
Happening to you, but it's not like written like a scary story.
Oh, I'm living. Go.
Okay. Hi guys. I would like to be anonymous. First of all, you guys have been such a fun podcast to listen to ever since my sister introduced your podcast to me, which we love.
Hey.
So all y'all ladies, send us to your male siblings, cousins,
we need to get
coworkers.
Our 10% up to 15.
We really do.
We're putting this on you guys.
We really do. And I am part of the 5% that listens to your podcast. Okay. So I've been living in my house with my family and we've been having this one woman coming on our private property and it's been at least 4 or 5 times.
What?
Yeah.
Just random terrifying woman?
Yeah. Well, kind of. It's been at least 4 or 5 times I've seen her outside of my window once.
Oh, my God.
Like, what? What?
Does he say more?
Yeah.
Like, no, is she like standing there or
no,
is she
walking?
No,
that's what I'm saying. He doesn't write this in a scary way. Like, he's actually like being very practical about asking for advice. But yeah, I would love to know more details. Like, did she make eye contact with you? Did she run away? Did she stand there and tilt her head?
Like, this is a prime story that it could have been very dramatic.
Right? Oh, it could have been so dramatic. Okay. So after the first encounter, they put up signs that say like private property, no trespassing and more. The scariest thing is that she lives 2 doors down. I know it's illegal, but after the first time I kept promising myself I would call 911. But when it happens, I just panic. I don't really want to cause arrest because they live 2 doors down. By the way, It's not a neighborhood. Each house has a lot of forest, like in between. He was saying that they have 8 acres.
Oh.
So it's like, yeah, which that makes it like 50 times
that
scarier.
That makes it a lot worse. Because like, if someone was on my property and lived 2 doors down, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, if there's a lot of acreage in between, it's like, what the hell are you doing here?
Well, and like the chances that his bedroom window is in the front of the house are very rare, right?
Right.
So like she probably, if she's standing at his window, I'm assuming she's like on the side of their house.
Yeah.
I mean, enough for them to put up signs to say like no trespassing. It means that she's walking. Like, she's not just on the sidewalk looking at their house. Like, she's walking around their house.
Yeah. And also, again, because my property would be in a much different situation. If you're on my property, a couple steps to the right is the sidewalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you're on their property, and I'm assuming if they have 8 acres, they're like deep in their, you know, Then she's way off where you be walking.
No, it's terrifying. She's crazy. Okay, we have security cameras around the house, so
good
we have evidence,
you.
But I feel guilty and scared if I report it. Any advice would be very helpful. P.S. Wish I had Simply Safe. from Anonymous.
Ooh, dude, this Anonymous. One, like,
yeah. So, well, do you have anything you want to add before I say anything?
I want him to understand how, like, totally in the right he is for feeling yes. this way. I get why he feels stuck, because the obvious immediate thing you want to do is call the cops.
Yeah.
Because someone's on your property. However, if they live next to you, and let's be real, she's probably not going to get thrown in jail for that.
Yeah.
Probably have to pay a fine or get like a warning or something like that.
Yeah.
That means you have to live near a neighbor who you've pissed off now.
Yeah.
You know, and if she's, you know, kind of crazy enough to come onto your property sure, for no sure. reason multiple times, who knows what she could do.
Yeah.
So I get not wanting to cause that friction in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because then you don't know what they'll do, you know?
Yeah.
So
I feel like there's two ways you could go about this. One is maybe during the day, walking or driving, I don't know how far, but going to her house. Obviously, like, I would bring multiple people just to be safe.
100%.
And just saying, like, hey, we've been getting alerts and we have footage of you walking around our house at night. And I just wanted to check, like, was everything okay? Like, did you notice something? Did you need help? Like, you know, we have all this footage of you and just wanted to, like, check because we recognize that it was you.
Yeah.
I think if you do it that way, one, you can kind of get a vibe. Like, if she freaks out, then it's like, okay, she was doing something sketchy. Two, even if she, like, denies it or whatever, now she knows that she's being filmed. You guys are very aware that it's happening. And I think that takes away, like, where she might feel like she's doing it and no one notices.
Yeah.
I feel like that could scare her enough to make her not go. And that's, and you can approach it as if you're like, oh, was everything okay? Like, yeah, we noticed you were there. We just wanted to make sure, like, if there's something we needed to know. So that way it doesn't feel like it's, like, attacking her.
Yeah.
Ooh. Two.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, you go, you finish.
Oh. Second way I think you could do is call the cops. And then when they come and they, whatever, if they confront her, whatever, you can say, I'm so sorry we called the cops. Like, we didn't know it was our neighbor. We just knew someone was outside our house.
Yeah.
So that way it's not like, oh, we knew it was you. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like you could play it with a twist to make it seem not, like, personal.
Yeah.
So that would be my two suggestions.
I love the calling the cops and just being like, we panicked, so yeah, we called the cops.
Yeah.
Another thing, if you do decide to confront her, I think here's how I would play it out. I think I would definitely do it in person, like Taryn said, and I would ask if she was on your property last night. Like, make sure it had just happened, you know, again.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, were you on our property last night? Did you come over last night? And see if she says yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, that would kind of help you factor out how she is mentally, and
or if she's trying to hide it,
was going on, or if she doesn't want to talk about it. Because if she says no, I don't know what you're talking about, then you could be like, that's so weird. Our cameras went off, so I watched the footage and it's so clearly you. Did something happen? Or, like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And then come at it with that, I'm worried. Like, that was, yeah, that was very late at night and you were just walking around.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure you were okay, but, like, maybe put it out there and see if she tells the truth or not first.
Yeah. Yeah. Either way, definitely make it clear that you have her on camera. Mm-hmm. And, even if you want to throw in a, like, yeah, like, we literally almost called the cops and then I saw it was you, so I thought we'd just check in and make sure everything was okay. Just so she's, like, aware, like, oh, I'm not just, like, getting away with this.
It, like, also would be interesting if she is walking through anyone else's neighbor or property.
Yeah.
So, like, I know he didn't say much, so we won't find out now, but, I'm curious.
The neighbor, 'cause he said she was two doors down.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the house in between them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Has noticed the same thing too. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Because did she walk directly to your property and start walking around, or did she cut through all the forest?
Yeah, she might just be bored.
And is just walking around in the forest late at night, which also, side note, terrifying.
Yeah, dear God. Yeah, this woman needs to stay in her house.
I don't know. That's how people die. I'm not a fan, but.
So yeah, I would definitely take action. I would talk to her about it. And then, you know, if she's like, oh, you know, yeah, I was something, just be like, okay, like, you know, we almost called the cops and it did scare so-and-so in my house. So like, just so you know, like, you know, I just don't want us to call the cops on you on accident, you know? So that way she's like, oh, okay, I can't do that again.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. I'm sorry. That's scary. If that happened like to me, I would have lost it.
Confronting someone, like, you do get a good vibe from them. Like, you probably will be able to tell right away, like, oh, she's just like a bored lady and like she wasn't thinking anything of it, or like, oh, I got a weird vibe, you know?
And that's why it's so important to do it in person, because over the phone people can fake it, but you can tell in person if they're keeping eye contact or if they're fidgeting or if they're acting weird in any way. Like, you'll pick up on that. It's so important in those instances to realize how strong your gut is.
Yeah.
And how important it is to listen to that. Because when she gives you her answer, you'll be like, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of that, you know, or you'll be like, okay,
yeah,
cool. Just wanted to make sure you were okay, because it was like freaking 2 a.m, you know, like just making sure, you know.
And he didn't specify if it was night or not. I'm assuming she's not just like walking around his house in the daytime, but who knows, either way.
Yeah.
If it is at night, just install some like massive floodlights that are motion detected. That would scare the crap out of anyone.
If it's at night, this is really scary.
Yeah.
If it's during the day, maybe she's bored and she's going for walks in the forest.
Yeah.
You know, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. But at nighttime,
walks in the forest.
At nighttime, absolutely not. Nope.
Nah.
Nothing good walks around in the forest at night.
Yes, I know. Anonymous, thank you so much for sending this in. I would love an update on this, please.
Please, whatever you're doing now, put it down. Go confront
this crazy lady.
Email us right away.
Immediately.
We have to know.
Yeah. Also, save all those video clips of her walking around your house, because you might need them.
Copy them with a hard copy, put it in the cloud, like just figure it out and get yourself situated.
Yeah. Also, you never know. It might be worth calling the police station and just saying, hey, we've been having a neighbor, you know, we've been catching a neighbor on our cameras walking around our house pretty frequently. You know, as of now, we're not trying to call and press charges, but like, what would you suggest? Just so you can have like that record that you called in too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, I don't know the details on like what all that entails. So you might want to research that a little bit more.
You can tell Taryn and I love scary stories.
Oh my gosh, we're into
it. We immediately are like, oh, she's evil. And we gotta get all our evidence backed up. And
you need a paper trail.
That's so good. Okay, so my story is kind of bouncing off of the episode, not this last episode, but the one before it, our body positivity episode.
Love that episode.
Which Taryn and I talked about this. We had obviously pre-recorded it before everything went down.
Yeah.
With the Black Lives Matter movement. And we felt it very important not to really promote it heavily during that time. Obviously, that was we had the Blackout Tuesday, and everyone on socials very much was prioritizing what needed to be shared. Yeah. And
we did not promo it at all.
Yeah.
Like, we literally did not post. We didn't do anything, which was so hard for us, because I think that is like, honestly, one of my favorite episodes we've ever done.
100%, yes.
Whereas usually when we have an episode like that, like, we promo the hell out of it, because we're like so excited to like get it out. So it was hard for us, but at the same time we were like, this is way more important and we can always circle back and like re-advertise for it. Yes. You know?
So we haven't posted about it yet, because I think we're just now feeling like we're slowly
getting in.
But Yeah, I think after this episode goes up, we'll probably post about it.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to it yet, definitely do. I 100% agree with Taryn. I think it was one of our best episodes.
I loved it.
We also took time to really share our own stories because it is such a relatable, universal struggle for all humans, whether you're curvy or you're skinny or, you know, any shape and size. This is something that people struggle with daily.
Yeah.
So we were able to share our own stories and also go through some questions that you guys had sent in. So it was such a great episode. If you haven't heard it, please go listen to it. Let us know your thoughts. But all of this to say that the people that did listen to it, we have gotten such great responses from you guys.
Yeah, we really have.
So many emails, so many DMs, and it made my heart really happy going through them. So I thought I would share one of them.
Cool.
This one is titled Body Positivity Perspective from a quote unquote skinny girl.
Oh, I love that.
Hi, Ashley and Taryn.
Hi.
I just finished listening to your podcast on body positivity and wanted to let you know that I appreciate it a lot. I really like that you acknowledge that everyone has struggles with their body, even the quote skinny girls. I've struggled a lot with how my body looks throughout my life, and I wanted to share a little bit about my experience. I have always had a very fast metabolism and a small body type. I'm 27 and I'm 5'5", and have never really weighed more than 110 pounds. That's just the way that I am, and I have no health issues. My warped image of myself goes way back. I remember being called anorexic for the first time in third grade.
Oh my gosh. Which is such a young age.
Yeah. Especially in high school, other girls would say that they wish they were small like me, but also would constantly tease me for being as small as I am, for being flat chested and not having a butt. I would hear rumors that the guys thought I was gross looking too. It was a really difficult thing to go through, even though I looked a lot like the Hollister models you talked about. I struggled to find clothes that fit and wished I could fit into the clothes that my friends were wearing. At the same time, I felt like I could never voice any of the hurt feelings of being out of place for fear of being put down and told that I had nothing to complain about, which is something we had talked about. Mm-hmm. I spent a long time feeling not only bad about my body, but that my feelings of hurt over the bullying I experienced were invalid. Things improved during college and beyond, but I still sometimes have complete strangers tell me to eat a cheeseburger while I'm waiting in line at Target.
Oh my gosh.
I still find myself avoiding certain items of clothing for fear of having to deal with the rude comments from strangers like, quote, you look like one of those actresses who are trying to be anorexic for a movie. And
are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
People actually say that.
Yeah. And do you work out a lot or just not eat? Which is incredibly rude. Incredibly rude.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It always gets me when people who don't know me think that they can say something like that to me. How can someone who knows nothing about me, not even my name, feel like they have the right to judge me and feel no restraint with their cruelty? It makes me feel like I'm not even a human and that I don't matter. And I completely get those feelings. I think they're totally valid for feeling that way.
Yeah.
I struggle with body positivity a lot. But I do also like the way my body is. I like that I can eat anything I want and that I gain muscle easily. Sometimes I just wish that it wasn't so generally accepted to put down small girls and that others would realize that a negative comment affects me the same as anyone else.
Yeah.
I think what you said in the pod was so true. We all struggle with body image. We all wish we looked different in many ways. Even girls like me who are smaller don't have the perfect life. The important thing to realize is that you need to be empathetic towards everyone because you never know what someone else is going through.
Yeah.
Thanks again for the great pod, Katie.
Dang.
I loved that because I feel like just like really drove home our entire episode.
Yeah.
Because of how she wrote it. And I feel like anyone can put themselves in this story in place of her with their own struggles and feel the same way.
Oh, fully. And like, dude, I will never understand. Like, I can't even imagine telling someone that I love, like commenting on their body and telling them like what I think about their body.
Yeah.
Let alone like someone who is a complete stranger just walking up and saying something. Like, it blows my mind the audacity that some people have in this world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like blows my mind.
Yeah. And it's hard. And I feel like it's difficult to not think those things of people.
Yeah.
So I think we all tend to be judgy in our head.
Totally.
But I do think it is important to realize to verbally say that, but just because you think it doesn't mean you can verbally put that on someone. And it's affecting her. And for someone to just be like, geez, eat a cheeseburger to her while she's waiting in line at Target.
No, I want to punch them in the face.
That's really awful. And then also she says she's 5'5". That's shorter. So I don't know exactly what the average weight would be for that height, but like that's not horrible. You know, that's probably proportionate to her body.
It's just, not your body, not your business.
Not your body, not your business.
You know, it's funny, ever since that episode, you know, me and Ash, like, we randomly, like, sometimes we'll end and I'll be like, dude, I sounded so smart. Like, where'd that come from? Or we'll be like, oh my gosh, what you said was really good. Charlie just pushed my mic away from my face. But I think one of the things that I did not prep for, because even when I said it, I was like, oh my God, that's such a good point. But was even the how we say, like, oh my gosh, you look so hot, you look so skinny today. Mm-hmm. And we had, like, we were looking through Instagram and we had a friend's picture pop up and she looks great. And I caught myself because I was going to be like, oh my gosh, she's so skinny. Like, she lost so much weight.
Well, that's exactly what I said.
Oh, you did?
I saw her photo and I was like, she looks so good. Look at her skinny mini. That's what I said verbatim out loud.
Yeah. And then I remember I went to comment the same thing and I was like, she looks great. Like, she looks healthy and she looks so happy. And I remember, like, me and Ash looked at each other and we were like, oh yeah, like,
she looks healthy.
We have to, like, change that. And then we even shared it with our roommates how, like, we've got to change our dialogue to stop making it seem like if you look skinny, you look good, because mm-hmm. that can't be associated anymore. Like,
yeah.
You just need to look happy and healthy. And I think there are times it's okay to step in if you're concerned for someone's health, but for their health, not their shape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even if someone got to a point where you knew, like, they lost rapid weight, their eyes are sunken in, their hair is thinning, like, definite signs of, like, there could be, like, an eating disorder there, then it's okay to step in because you're concerned for their safety. Mm-hmm. But we just have to, I think we just got to change our dialogue just with ourselves, with each other. So I love that. I love that she brought that up again.
Yeah. I think this kind of goes hand in hand with this new time in our life of listening and learning and growing and opening our minds to just imagine ourselves in their shoes.
Yeah.
And how would that make you feel if someone said that to you?
Yeah.
You know, and it's so relatable to everything that's going on right now. Like, we need to stop and think things through before saying something.
Oh, fully. And I think, like, it sounds like this happens frequently to you. So I would even practice responses. Like, you know, you can either go ham on people and be like, oh, did that make you feel good to tear me down like that? Like,
yeah.
did that accomplish what you were trying to do? Like, you can be, like, sassy about it, or even just having a one line comment you say where you're like, you know, when you comment about people's bodies, you really should think that you don't know what they're going through or how that can impact them.
Yeah.
And be like, unfortunately, I'm used to people saying, you know, shallow, stupid things to me, and I've, you know, got a tough skin. Mm-hmm. But other people, that can really hurt them, so you should think about it, you know.
Yeah.
Or just tiny things, or even saying, like, you know, my body is really not any of your business, and walking away. Or
you can have sassy comments,
like, you eat a cheeseburger, and walking away, you know, like,
yeah,
whatever. If you feel like you need to defend yourself in the moment, I think it's okay to even, like, practice, like, what do I want to say that makes me feel, like, heard and, like, protected in that moment. Mm-hmm. Or if you're fine to just brush it off, then you can do that too. But
yeah, I would have a whole arsenal full of, like, you know, like quick sassy comebacks. Like you eat a cheeseburger, you'd be like, I do actually, you know, yeah. like you can have sassy ones. You could have really thoughtful ones. You could have it where you just like, let it roll right off you. But, I think you have every right to say something. Yeah.
I would be like, excuse me?
Times I would be shocked. And then if it continued to happen, I would just be like,
yeah.
I did a whole like thing with my face just now.
She was trying to
curse him out. That's what I would do.
Yeah. No, there's so many sassy things you could say. I could see myself going, not ham, but being like, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me?
Yeah.
And then they say it again and be like, wait, I'm sorry, excuse me? They say it again and I'd be like, I'm just trying to understand in my mind, like what makes you feel like you have the right to say that to me because you don't know me at all. So I'm just trying to like, I was like, I must be hearing him wrong, but no, you really are saying that. Interesting. And then I'd probably walk away. I would
very stealthily ask him to repeat themselves and then record it and send it to the Karen, the Karen Instagram account. Also
blast
on like a real note, anyone putting that on you clearly is struggling with their own insecurities.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So, it's so weird and it must be so freeing. And I'm sure it's still difficult going through that, but it has to be so freeing to know like that's their pain and their struggle that they're putting onto you. It has nothing to do with you actually.
Yeah, no, it's so ridiculous. It's
dumb. But I really appreciate you opening up about that and sharing your story. I think it's important that we hear all sides of body positivity.
Yeah.
And man, do we just need to learn to love each other and think things through before sharing your thoughts.
No, I really appreciate you sending that in because like we said, you know, every person has a different thing and so many people listening right now were like, oh, she gave a voice to like what I've been feeling and struggling with. So no, I love that. But definitely if you guys haven't heard that episode, I would strongly recommend.
Yeah.
And,
Taryn and I put a little bit of our hearts into it. So
just a little, I might've ugly cried slightly. But yeah. And then, you know, as we continue into this like new norm, just making sure that we have grace and patience for each other, but also that we're still learning and still spreading, you know, the messages that need to be spread and continue to go from there. Oh, wait, I have a dad joke. Where'd it go?
Also, in summation, get an alarm system with video cameras.
I can't, I really.
In case your crazy neighbors come into your property.
I really want an update on that so bad.
Oh my God. This just makes me miss our October series.
I know.
And I had a moment where I realized I was like, it's summer. Fall's around the corner.
Oh yeah, girl.
October series. Can't wait. Dude. Should we extend it into November?
Maybe.
A 2-month series.
We'll see like how many we get in. And if we just keep going, we keep going.
Guys, I was like, maybe we should just turn the entire podcast into a scary story podcast.
Coming for your brand, Crime Junkie. Crime Junkie who? Just kidding. Okay. My mom randomly texted me the other day, a dad joke. Because she just knows me. She knows
you so well.
So, okay. What do you call an owl magician?
An owl magician.
I love watching Ash try to figure him out.
Hoot?
A hoot?
Oh, shoot. I'm so bad at these.
It's fine. It's fine. Houdini.
Houdini. Yeah, that's good. I knew it was hoot. I knew it was a hoot something.
A hoot?
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you have yet to send us one of your stories and you've been thinking about it, you've been pondering it,
you've
been like, oh, should I not? We are here to tell you definitely should. We want to hear it.
The world's ending
soon. The listeners need to hear it. 2020 might be the end of all humanity, so this is your last chance.
really
give us the story, whether they're hilarious or sad or angry or anything in between. We want to hear it. And please email them to us at adviceunsolicitedpod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And follow us on the socials. We have everything.
All the things.
And thank you so much for sharing
today. Love you all.
Good luck with the rest of, you know, your week.
Yeah, good luck.
Who knows what's coming? Who knows?
True.
Love you all. Bye.
Bye.